Because our Masada Mechiyah of Megillah, the person has to read every single word of the Megillah, every word, every letter of the Megillah, and the person has to be read, it has to be heard. So there creates many issues which arise with that issue. Do they have to all be read from inside of the Megillah? They do not have to be read inside of the Megillah, but since the Megillah is referred to as an Igaris, so they do not have to be read from inside the Megillah. So even if the person does not have a kosher Megillah in front of him, he can say some of the words from his Chumash, not from the Megillah. What can he say from the Chumash and not from the Megillah, in case he misses a word? So he can read that word. Up to half of the words of the Megillah can be read as such, except, however, the beginning of the Megillah, the end of the Megillah, beginning of the Megillah, the end of the Megillah, and Inyan Sholem, there's like a whole section of the Megillah to be read from outside of the Megillah. That should not be done. If a person had that situation where he had to do that, he would read again. Even so, he would read again without a bracha. This halacha that you have to hear every word, so you have a situation where a person is listening and a person's mind is wandering. So we mentioned before from the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, he says the way you can tell whether you've been listening, for the halacha says that misnamdim is yotza, but you have to be listening. He says, if after you catch yourself that you've been wandering, you know exactly where the place is, it means you've been at some level you've been listening, and that's called sufficient to say that you've heard the Megillah. If you all of a sudden catch yourself and say, I don't know where the Valkyrie is. I don't know where he is. So you've missed those words, so you have to go back and read from those words. Megillah has to be read in order. So if you missed, if you wake up and somewhere in Perek Gimel, and you realize the last thing you heard was something in Perek Beis, you have to go to the last thing you heard and read straight. Meanwhile, catch up to the Balkare. So if you have a slow Balkare, it's possible. If you have a fast Balkare, unless you're very, very fast reading, you're never going to catch up to them. You're going to end up reading most of the Megillah from a Chumash. You're not Yodse. So it's very important to try and focus in and not lose the Balkare along the way. If the Balkare read a word incorrectly, because of this halacha, of Igaris. Igaris, you're not medatic in reading every single word perfectly. So the law is, if you read a word improperly, you'd still be yotze. However, if it's a word which is mishtana, it changes the inyan, you would make the kare go back. If he didn't, even if he didn't, the sheet would hold the yotze, you wouldn't go back with, you would go back without a bracha. In case of a person totally finished. If a person realized that somewhere afterwards that he missed part of the Megillah, so he has to go back again from the points where he read correctly, does he go back with the bracha? So if he was Mashiach Das, he already left the reading of the Megillah and went home and woke up and said, you know what, I didn't really hear some words over there in Perek Zion. You know, so you ask a Shalom L'Rav, but at that point in time, but if he's Mashiach Das, he'd have to make a bracha and read from that point onwards to the end. There is different minhagim in regards to the Seres B'nei Haman. The Shabura says there's different what to do with the Seres B'nei Haman, wherever the minhag where you're davening, it's obviously would follow. The halacha says that the person who reads the Seres B'nei Haman has to read it all in one breath. That's the din of the Gemara. The Gemara says that. So some places have a minhag that before the person, the Balkari, does that, the Tzibra does that also. Some places, Mishabur said it's not a minig. It's not a minig kashrut. It's not a minig. The Rosh Hashulchan actually says it is a minig, and that is the minig. The Rosh Hashulchan says that the lamas behind it is because on Shemir Ka'ina you cannot be yotze Shemir Ka'ina only on Shemir, but not on breath or lack of breath. So the yotze the din of Neshima Achas, you can't be yotze Shemir Ka'ina. That's the shot in the minig that the tzibur does read along. I think when you read the Mishabura, it sounds like there was a minute once upon a time that each person read himself and not, they didn't listen to the Kari at all. And that's what Mishabura says, that's not the minute. If you read the language of the Mishabura, that's what it sounds like, that was the minute he's referring to. But the minute which some people have, they stop and the Tzibur reads and then the Baal Kari reads, that's it's not clear to me the Mishabura is disagreeing with that. Nor Choshechon said that actually is the minute. But again, you follow the minute of the Mokum where you are. Have a good morning.